Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're ready for Fun with Melly. We've got so much great news to talk about. We're going to be talking about Bagasara today because a lot of things are happening about it. And I know they say it's a conspiracy theory, but you know what? I think we need more conspiracy theories because all the conspiracy theories are turning out to be true. Good morning. I see you guys over there on the chat. I'm so glad that you are here. I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. I'm going to connect for you what really Gasara is about biblically. And I'm going to show you how President Trump is getting this accomplished as we speak. Three things actually happened like just this week. You're going to flip when you connect those dots. But yeah, so, and also I'm going to connect how this is biblical as far as the Day of Atonement, or really the Day of Reckoning, the day of them being out and the righteous being in. So you're going to love it. So we're going to talk about that. But the first thing I want to just do, ask you one quick favor. If I just put in the chat, the YouTube link, and if you will go over and make sure you like over there, everybody hit the like button and we'll get started. Ready? Buckle up. Here we go. Okay, so here's the first thing I want you to see. This is the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is, and that's actually not what most show it to be, to look like. I'm going to try to make sure everything's working. Everything, give me the thumbs up, everything's working. The Ark of the Covenant is shown to look very, very different from this, but this is what Ron Wyatt, who actually, I believe, discovered the real Ark of the Covenant. And I believe this is biblically what it looks like. The angels standing on either side, on each side, and looking down on the mercy seat. The mercy seat is where the blood of the sacrifice is poured out. And so then that shows that the payment has been made for sin. And I believe, if you haven't seen my video about the Ark of the Covenant, definitely go and watch that one, because this is where it's, and it's talking about arc, when you go to melissaredpill.com, you go to the archaeological videos, but this is where our Lord Jesus's blood was spilt. It just, when the earth opened up, the blood poured down and it went on to the payment counter. Why is this so important? It's not just for our sins to be covered, which of course that's huge, but it's also for the atonement for the world. We're going to talk about what is this atonement. It's so that the enemy no longer rules this world in the prince of the power of the air, doing the evil things, running societies, running the culture, running the governments, running the medical machinery, and all of this. So that's really what the Ark of the Covenant is about, is to get everything paid off, where it's reconciled, where it's set right, where everybody has what they need. So this is probably different from the way that you've maybe looked at it before, especially if you're new here, if you're new to Melissa Redpill, but I think you're really going to love it. You're going to really enjoy seeing this. And I'm going to just give you a little snippet of where we're going today. In Nahum chapter 2, look what it says, because you know very well, most of you know, that Gasara talks about the gold coming back to the righteous. Look what it says here in Nahum chapter 2, verse 8. Nineveh is like a leaking water reservoir. The people are slipping away. Think of the cabal. Stop, stop, someone shouts, but no one even looks back. Loot the silver, plunder the gold. There's no end to Nineveh's treasure, its vast uncounted wealth. Who does that sound like? That's the cabal in these places where it's just stacks and stacks and stacks of gold. We have the gold. Remember how just a couple days ago I was showing you, Bessette was saying, we have the gold. This is where all of the assets have been removed from them. That's what we've been talking about for weeks and weeks, that that's when they went belly up in December on Christmas Day. I'm going to show you, you know, really what that's about is they are out of money. They're out of options. Very, very exciting. But if you remember in the book of Proverbs chapter 13, it says the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. That's not just a beautiful phrase. That's not just talking about, you know, it is a paradigm, but it's also, it's what's going to happen in the golden age. And I released this book, The Golden Age. If you haven't read it, a friend of mine was just reading it. They're like, this is such a great book. They're loving it because it's telling all God's promises for the golden age of health, the golden age of abundance, the golden age of unity. But for example, on the golden age of wealth, this is the promise that we will have that what they stored up for themselves, it will return to the righteous. The wealth of the sinner, the wealth of the wicked. When it says the sinner, think of the wicked. They sin. They just sin continually with their actions and their deeds and their words. They are the wicked. And they stored all this up for themselves, but they won't get to keep it because it's coming back to the righteous. And remember the other day, thank you, EPH320, that you love the book. I'm so glad I got to write that book. I love being able to tell the good news of the kingdom. But yeah, I remember I was saying the other day, someone says this is not going to happen. I say nay. Who's going to give me an I say nay in the chat? We're not going to allow them to run this world anymore. We're going to have all this wealth returned to the righteous. Okay, so let me go back to this meme right here. This is a really great meme. I'm going to actually make it a little bit smaller, so maybe you guys can take a screenshot of it super quick. Take a screenshot of it if that's something that you would like to have. I'll move away real quick, and I'll just read to you some of the features of Nisara. Now, if you look it up on Grok, they're going to say it's a conspiracy theory. Well, this is the thing. It's actually happening, so how can you call it a conspiracy theory? And it might not be under this particular act. That might not be approved by Congress, but who cares? The point is it getting accomplished? Okay, so there I say nay to Marge Salas and EPH320 and Boot 7 and MSS Jacobs. I love it. So it says here the key features are debt forgiveness. Now, when it talks about debt forgiveness, I think really what it's talking about is mostly the interest, the usury. Now, if you bought a house, you're not going to get your house for free. I don't think that's really what it's talking about. But it is talking about the usury. If you've had to pay 24% interest because they put you in debt slavery, that will be wiped out. I think that's really what that's talking about. Gold-backed currencies. Hello. That's exactly what 17 told us is going to happen, is that gold will destroy the Fed, the currencies will be backed by hard assets. And so then they all talk about tax reform. Who's talking about that is our wonderful President Trump. He even said the other day, and I should have pulled this one up for this video. President Trump talked about, you know, that we'll get these dividend checks. And he even said that we'd have taxes wiped out. No more income tax. Remember him saying that? That's really what Nisara is about. These are some of the things on Nisara. And the banking overhaul, we cannot be continue to be run by these banksters, specifically the Federal Reserve, because that's really the top of the banking system, this banking cartel. The wealth redistribution, don't think socialism, don't think communism. Think of how, for example, what President Trump is doing right now, bringing the factories back, instead of them being able to siphon off all the wealth of each of the nations, think of it as, you know, we're having the money go to the people. The people will have the benefit for their labor instead of the cabal always getting the benefit of the labor. The global peace and technological release. Hello, global peace. Anybody seen that lately? I mean, this is what we're seeing. No, you know, all throughout the Middle East, not only Iran, but Gaza, Venezuela, I mean, all throughout the world, the cartels are being destroyed. How is this not Nisara and Gasara? Gasara is really, you know, Nisara is national and Gasara is global. And really, it has to be the whole world being set free. And then, of course, technological release, which we are seeing that too. I just actually saw a video this morning about med beds being released in Japan. I haven't been able to look into it, but, you know, once one country releases the med beds, then everybody will have to do it. So that's pretty exciting. It'll just be a domino effect. But also the technological and the medical breakthroughs. If you haven't seen our health page, please take time to go to freedomforce.live/health, H-E-A-L-T-H, and watch the videos on all the different things that we're seeing people getting well. If you haven't seen the cancer page, go to freedomforce.live/cancer, and you'll see this wonderful story of Sally. And I'm just so excited to see. And people are like, that can't happen. Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Come out of the brainwashing. Come out of the matrix of believing the medical community. Look what's just recently happened with Fauci and Morin's, his assistant. I mean, this is huge. Morin's had to plead guilty, and Fauci can't even walk the streets. How is this not Gasara? Okay, so I want you to see that, and also how this is biblical. And don't forget, before we do anything else, hit the like button right now. Hit the like button and make sure you're subscribed and your notifications are on, so you know. Actually, I did a surprise video. Did you guys see the one I did this morning? Because I posted the one that Nino and I did yesterday. So this is the one, Reckoning, Nino and Melissa's pregame show. I posted that this morning at 9 a.m. It says upcoming, but I think it's already played. But anyway, hopefully it did. Hopefully it's not still upcoming. Okay. Yeah, that's the live one. And here's the one that was just played this morning, the Reckoning, Nino and Melissa's pregame show. I really liked how we had a really great chat about the Day of Atonement and the timeline on that. So I'm going to talk about a few more details on this video. But after you watch this one, if you haven't seen the one Reckoning, Nino and Melissa's pregame show, please go and watch that one. All right. So let's talk more about, because he was saying, you know, he's talking about the EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System, and that potentially President Trump could do that in September. We don't know. We're not, you know, the top five people who know the plan, but it just seems like so much is heating up and they feel like it has to be done before the election. So my thought is that it's on the Day of Atonement. So biblically that fits. Biblically that makes sense. And so I would just want to show you from the Q post number 34, where it talks about a little scroll down a little bit farther. It says, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. Hello. That's exactly what we're experiencing. It says, we will be initiating the emergency broadcast system during this time in an effort to provide a direct message to all citizens. Organizations and our people that wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. Okay. So there is a post, there are several posts that lead us to believe there's going to be a moment when the emergency broadcast system will come on and to really help everybody understand what is happening and that we're taking our country back. And really, that's really what Gasara is about, is getting our country back from the grasp of these people. And the great thing is, I just don't think they have any control anymore. What do you guys think? Tell me in the chat what you think. I think that they are out of everything, out of bullets, out of gas, out of luck, out of options. And it had to be done slowly, methodically, piece by piece by piece. And so it would be wonderful if during, and I'm going to show you the timeline, if during this 250th birthday in America, if this happened this year. We've been working hard for a lot longer than I wanted to work. And to be honest, I did not expect it to take this long. But either way, however long it takes, you know, we're in it to win it. So we can't stop. Okay, so these are some of the things that have happened so far on what some call Gasara. I'm going to play this video for you. I mean, I had one other thing. Let's see. Okay, here, let me do this first. Okay, this is a list, and I know it's too small for you to read, but it's a list of all the things that Nisara does. And I'm not going to read all of them, but I'll just go through a little bit. Zeros out, credit card, another bank debt due to illegal banking and government activities. Anything that was done by fraud, anything that was done fraudulently, that will be wiped out. Okay. That doesn't mean your mortgage, you go buy a $1 million house and it's going to be wiped out. That's not what it's talking about, I don't believe. All right. Abolishes income tax, as President Trump has talked about. Abolishes the IRS. So this is where we've been talking about this too, that this is an illegal operation, and so that will be ended. Where they, you know, way do far too much of your business than they should. Creates a 14% flat rate, non-essential new items only sales tax revenue for the government. Interesting. That was what was first put down in Nassara. Whether that's exactly what happens going forward in the Golden Age, you know, we'll have to watch and see. I know one thing. I trust Trump. And I'm going to talk to you about his potentially running in 2028, but just stay tuned for that. Also increases benefits to seniors, returns constitutional law to all courts and legal matters. That happened. Something big happened on that this week. A big, big thing happened on that. Establishes and reinstates the original title of nobility amendment. That's a huge piece of it. Something big happened on that this week too. Number eight, establishes new presidential and congressional elections within 120 days after Nassara's announcement. That's another big one. He has tried everything to get this Save America Act passed and they refuse. And they've done a lot of great things this week on, they've done a lot of things to tighten it up, but really none of us have confidence in the election system. So this is supposed to set the elections right and then have new elections. Well, we're, you know, within that period of 120 days to have these elections. Monitors elections and prevents illegal election activities of special interest groups. Hello, we need that. Creates a new treasury rainbow currency backed by gold, silver, and platinum precious metals, ending the bankruptcy of the U.S. instituted by Franklin Roosevelt in 1933. I'm going to show you that too. So we know that we have the gold, that the enemy doesn't have it anymore. And so all the currencies of the world will be backed by hard assets. That's what we were told by 17. Forbids the sale of American birth certificate records as chattel property bonds by the U.S. Department of Transportation. If you aren't familiar with that, that actually happened after the Act of 1871 when our Constitution was switched up to be a corporation and that we were the chattel. They own us or have owned us until now, until President Trump. That's really what your birth certificate record is about, is to sell you as chattel. Initiates U.S. Treasury banking system in alignment with the constitutional law. Now, no longer having it run by these globalist bankers. Number 13, eliminates the Federal Reserve System. And so I'm going to show you about that. And it also restores financial privacy, restrains all judges and attorneys, and retrains judges and attorneys in constitutional law. That was done this week, or at least the first blow. Establishes peace throughout the world. Obviously, President Trump he's just on the verge of having peace throughout the world. Absolutely amazing. Releases enormous sums of money for humanitarian purposes, enables the release of over 6,000 patents of suppressed technologies that are being withheld from the public under the guise of national security, including free energy, devices, anti-gravity, and sonic healing machines, maybe even, I think that's talking about med beds, and all these remedies that have been suppressed for so long. And a lot of things we are sharing amongst ourselves. I'll just super quick show you that page, freedomforce.live/health. If you go to the freedomforce.live/health page, you will see so many wonderful remedies. Please take advantage of protecting your health. Make sure that you are detoxing. Get all these heavy metals off of you. Get all these toxins out of you because they damage your cells and they cause untold damage on your body, all kinds of diseases, including cancer. And you've got to detox. You've got to make sure your body has the probiotics so that you're, because the immune system starts in the gut. It starts in the gut. This is what Sally has learned. And that's what I've been talking about for so long. And if you haven't seen this story about Sally, like I said, on the cancer page, definitely go and look at that, because she is, well, the reports are, the tests are showing that it's gone. Oh, and that was like 3 months. They were saying, rip out the kidney and destroy your antibodies. And Sally's like, no, we're not doing that. Also, so many people have candida, have yeast. You probably have yeast and you don't even know it. And it is a perfect environment for cancer to grow. So silver, you just literally drink it and it doesn't have any harmful, only positive effects. It's like the nature's antibiotic and antifungal, anti-mold. I mean, this is easy. You do not have to spend like $10,000 to have some big thing done. Just drinking this will purge that candida out of you, all that yeast. And obviously, this is the most amazing, easiest way in the world to detox right there. But I can't talk about it on LuffTube. Anyway, these wonderful remedies right here, you will love, love, love knowing about how you can help your brain health. So important. This methylene blue is absolutely amazing. The black suet oil to repair your leaky gut. And please don't eat anything that's not real food, but please just check every ingredient you have. Anyway, I didn't mean to get on this topic, but yeah, here is how to stop the pain and help weird things that are like, why is this happening? I bet neural therapy can help so many of the issues that you might be having. Anyway, so President Trump, okay, we're going to go into here's the list we were reading on Gasara Nasara. And so how is this being done right now? I want you to hear first, before we go on, I want you to hear this short clip about what happened to turn us into chattel when they stole our Constitution. And they made us into a corporation since 1871. And you're gonna, once you hear this and we talk about it a little bit more, you'll see how this could help President Trump be president in 2028. I'm just going to say it. Okay, so let's just listen to this one, guy.
Birth certificates were not documents of life. Birth certificates were not documents of life. They were instruments of incorporation. Through them, governments collateralized human beings to fund a global debt system they created and never intended to repay. We did not incur this debt. We were pledged against it. The so-called New World Order was never new. It has been planned, refined, and executed over centuries. Its architects are bloodline families operating above governments, hidden behind banking, religion, medicine and law. Silence protected them because exposure would have ended their control instantly. The COVID operation was not about health. It was about control. It was a control event, a coordinated global compliance test designed to enforce obedience, inject dependency, and accelerate population reduction. The objective was clear: shrink humanity from billions to a manageable remnant. Pardon me. To understand how this system took root, you only need to go back 152 years. The Organic Act of 1871 was not administrative. It was a hostile takeover. After the Revolutionary War drained the U.S. Treasury, global bankers stepped in with loans that came with conditions. Those conditions allowed infiltration of government, courts, banking, education, medicine, and churches worldwide. Every major war was financed the same way. Bankers funded both sides, controlled the outcome, then collected nations as assets. This is not theory. It is their business model. The Act of 1871 was a treasonous violation of the original Constitution. It dissolved the Constitutional Republic and replaced it with a corporate entity operating as the United States of America Corp. The gold fringe on the flag signaled jurisdictional change. The country was no longer sovereign. It was commercialized. It was commercial. Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes has broke this some years back in Britain News, as you may recall, and we've been covering it over the years as well. Common law, rooted in natural and divine law, was replaced with maritime corporate law. Legal language was weaponized. Statutes, policies, mandates, and regulations replaced true law. Consent was presumed. Obedience was enforced. Maritime law is administered through the Bar Association, a foreign corporate registry, not constitutional authority. This is why courts function as debt collection venues, not justice forums. The British Crown and the Vatican sit at the top of this hierarchy, using corporate America as the enforcement arm for global control. This structure only works as long as people believe that it is legitimate.
Yeah, I just really think that was a great, great clip. I'm going to grab that for you so you can, actually, you know what I'll do? I'll just go ahead and share that.
Their control.
I'm going to go ahead and post this over on, bear with me real quick. I'm going to just try to do this super quick. I'm going to share this over on my, okay. I was going to say, must see. I say, look for that over on my Melissa Red Pill X account. And so that you can see this, if you want to share that clip about us being corporate slaves since 1871. So I think well, that's really great. I think it's a great one to listen to a couple of times because he has said a lot during that short little clip. So the first thing I want you to see is how President Trump talks about at his rally this week that he wants to run for president in 2028. He says that he'd love to run if he could. Unfortunately, we have a little rule and regulation that says you're not allowed to run. If they'd like to change that, I'd be very happy. Okay. he's not joking. This is a clue. He's telling us it's going to be changed. How would it be changed? As this man was just saying on the video, he said that our Constitution was changed in 1871 to turn us into a corporation. So these amendments to the Constitution will fall off. We will not have that amendment to the Constitution that was done in 1951, the 22nd Amendment, which limits U.S. presidents to two elected terms. We won't have that amendment anymore if we go back to the original Constitution before the cabal took over and did the Act of 1871, the Organic Act, that made Washington, D.C. basically this territorial monster government to rule our country, that the globalist cabal would rule our country through Washington, D.C. Their, what do they call it, the District of Columbia, their goddess of control, okay? This right here will be gone. So guess what, President Trump? That we've got that little rule changed. He's a genius. He is a stable genius. Okay, listen to what he said. And I say, change the rule of the original republic. That amendment would not apply.
Unfortunately, we have a little rule and regulation that says you're not allowed to run. If they'd like to change that, I'll be very happy. But look at the rallies. Look at what we have today. You have thousands of people standing outside, can't get in. They're standing outside, and we're not even really running, but we are running because we have to get Darlene and other people.
I just thought that was really great. What do you guys think? Tell me in the chat, what do you think? Do you think he is hinting at that he'll run? Do you think he's hinting at running for 2028? I will tell you this right now. I'm not thinking, if anybody has a post about J.D. Vance or Rubio, I'm not spending 2 seconds of my time on that. I'm not spending any of my brain energy on that. I'm just trusting the plan, and I just think there's something different going on and that we could have President Trump. They did that because they didn't want FDR to continue in office, and so they made this amendment. But that would go bye-bye. How about that? What do you think? All right, so now he also is banning this American Bar Association from doing these accreditations. What is that about? It's because they've been using this as a cartel to control the courts. Look at what it says here. It says, President Trump is now moving to ban the Liberal American Bar Association from accrediting law schools. He said accreditation in general operates like a cartel, like a criminal operation. He's not just using hyperbole. This is real. It's a criminal operation. Accreditors feel free to inject their own political preferences, their own ideologies into the work they do. What he's talking about is not just that they are having, they're foisting their opinion, which they, yes, they certainly are. They're foisting their control. Because when they control these lawyers and they say, well, we can remove your accreditation, either from the school or from the lawyer, then they control it. If you don't do what they say, they'll just disbar you. Now, he was saying that the British Accreditation Registry is where they, you know, some say that this is where they pledge, you know, allegiance to them. Well, I don't think they stand up and pledge allegiance and that type of thing. I think what it is they know that if they don't play by the rules of the British Accreditation Registry, by the American Bar Association, which is basically one and the same, if they don't play by their rules, if they don't do as they're told, then they are out. Ostensibly, this looks like, well, yes, they're just trying to make sure that they are doing a good job and they're good lawyers and they're upstanding and blah, blah, blah. Hello. Is anybody thinking that the attorneys are there to be upstanding citizens? Hello. Look at the justice system. Look at how everything's turned on its head. And why? It's for this reason right here. It's a injustice cartel. That's what I'm going to name it. The injustice cartel. And so this happened this week. So President Trump says he's going to run. Again, that goes back to Gasara. He says, you know, they're banning, literally banning the American Bar Association from accrediting law schools. That's gigantic. That's gigantic. That is taking a blowtorch to the justice system that they have set up so that the guilty go free and the righteous are held, you know, held to account for something they didn't do, like January 6th patriots. I mean, that is the perfect example of justice being put on its head. Wrong. The Education Department is a 500-page report that has been crafted over an entire year saying the ABA's accreditation department is not independent of its profession. Assistant AG Harmeet Dillon is doubling down as the Trump administration moves to block the American Bar Association run by liberals. Okay, when you see liberals, he's really talking about the cabal. He can't say the cabal, but I'm going to say the cabal, from accrediting law schools. And they're talking about, okay, then she brings up about this this violation, this race-based admissions. But that's not the issue, okay? I don't want you to get, you know, I know they're trying to focus on one issue, one problem that they have with the ABA. It's not about that. I mean, I'll get to that. The ABA emboldened schools like Duke Law, which we found in violation of Title Six, is that six? Because of illegal race-based admissions. The gatekeeping must end. Okay, so she's saying, oh, see, they're doing racism. And the Department of Education says it took the ABA, the sole law school accreditor, nearly 2 years to suspend its diversity rule, which it knew violated SFFA. Okay, so this is a legit problem. Legitimately, they were breaking this rule. But it's bigger than that. That's just one example of how they contort the law and they twist the law and they use it for their own political purposes. That's why he's calling them a cartel. They are just using the law for their own political purposes to maintain power. But they're not being banned because they're racist. They're not being banned because they broke the rules. They're being banned from accrediting law schools and law students because they're an arm of this New World Order criminal cartel to control the justice system. All right, does that make sense? This is what it talked about when I was reading that whole list of things from Gasara. This is that whole list. Where was that list? I had a whole big list somewhere in here. This whole big list, this is one of the things that is in there and that they're not being able to do. Very, very exciting. Okay. And one more thing, and that is, okay, so One of the other things on the list was that they are not allowed to have the Federal Reserve. Well, the most recent thing that came out, which was maddening, is that even though President Trump has had Kevin Warsh now be the chairman of the Federal Reserve, he's only one vote. And the whole board is stinks to high heaven. And he was trying to remove this one person, and the Supreme Court said that he could not do that. Remember that? And that's what the real issue is. So she, this woman who had done a fraudulent mortgage, and everybody knew that it was fraudulent. And he said, well, then she needs to be removed from the Federal Reserve Board. Well, she was not removed. So they're still keeping the interest rates so high to try to destroy our country. You know, he said what did he say the other day? 1 percentage point is like $500 million. 2 percentage points is like, it's a fortune. I think that's exactly what he said. All right, so here's where he said this week he's demanding that they lower interest rates, and he blasts the Fed for making Americans pay more than other countries. I'm going to let you hear what he has to say, but the point is, this he's going for the kill on the Federal Reserve. He's been, you know, speaking about it and, you know, making moves about it, but I wonder if coming up in September he's going to go in for the kill on the Federal Reserve. Okay, listen to what he has to say, and then we'll talk about it.
Right, to cut off all business with a country like Switzerland, so why are they prime if I can cut off the business and they are no longer functional, and yet they're considered to be like an elite country? And I don't want to single them out because there's 60 countries like that. They live off the United States. So why are we paying higher interest rates than them? You know, in the old days, we used to pay the lowest interest rate, no matter how we were doing, because we sort of generate for the whole world. And I want to see it where interest rate, and I have to tell you, we have a wonderful chairman. I think he's doing a great job. The problem is he has a board, and it's a political board. It's people put in by Obama, Biden, and me. And there are quite a few members still left, as you understand. And so they vote to raise interest rates. I don't know if they're doing it because they think they're doing a good thing or because they like the politics of it. But my point is, years ago, 25 years ago, when the country announced good numbers, interest rates went down because we had a stronger country. Now, when we announce good numbers, the better they are, the worse it is for interest rates. So we could have a GDP of 10 times. You know, they say, oh, it's going to be 3 times or 4.1. We could have a GDP of 10, 12, 15 times if they just leave us alone. Let the rates go down. We should pay the lowest interest rates. You know, every point of interest is $600 billion. Think of that. Every point of interest is $600 billion. 2 points means we make a fortune. But we keep driving it up. It's a very unfair system. And I've said it now for a long time. When our country does well, interest rates should go down. I mean, every time I hear our country's doing well, I say, oh, it's too bad because they lift up interest rates. They should drop interest rates because it means we have a strong country. And it's all based on credit, meaning good credit. And we have the best credit. And we'd pay off the debt very easily, very quickly. But if somebody's paying a half a point, we should be paying a half a point, not somebody else. Right now, I think it's Switzerland has the lowest. Again, and I don't want to single them out, but if you take our business away from Switzerland, they have problems. So why are they paying a half a point and we're paying much more than that?
Okay, this is why this is really important for us to know, and I want to make sure to share this link with you so you can share this with other people. He wants us to understand about the Federal Reserve. Most people don't pay attention to that, and so they, you know, maybe don't understand how important that is. But let's just say on your I'm just going to throw out a number. You've got a mortgage. You pay, you know, $2,000 for your mortgage in a month. With maybe the interest of that is, you know, $500 on top of that, $2,500. I'm just throwing these numbers out. You know, if you don't have that, if it could come down to be like $2,100 in interest. It's that big of a deal. And imagine that for every household, for every business, every business is being strangled by the high interest rates. Our country can't really fly until we get this boot up off our throat. And that's what he's talking about. Why is he brought up Switzerland? That's really the headquarters of the criminal cabal. The wealth is in Switzerland. And so they're saying, you know, they they deserve to have this low interest rate. Well, it's just because they have had maintained this power. Trust me on this one. President Trump is going to defeat the Federal Reserve. That's really the head of the beast. Okay, so I'm going to share this over into the chat. So if you guys can make sure that that gets over into the YouTube chat also. All right, so those three things that he's been more, you know, really, you know, knocking out that are part of GASAR, they're happening this week. The American Bar Association and him potentially running for president. If we have the emergency broadcast done, September, October, whenever it's done, you know, and then where we revert back to our original constitution, then everything else is solved. He solved so many issues, but really, we need our Constitution back. We need to be able to have our president run for 2028. We need to not have these fakey, shaky judges and lawyers in here controlling the injustice system, and we just need to have that Federal Reserve gone. So I wanted you to see that because this is pretty exciting. Yeah, gold win. God wins. Yes, I thought you said gold wins. Yes, God is making gold win. All right, so yeah, this is on that video that we just did, The Reckoning. So definitely go and watch more about that. All right, so how do I connect this? How do we connect this to the Day of Atonement? The Day of Atonement is really the day of this reckoning. This is biblical that there would be a day, a moment in time when their power would be ripped away from them. That is what really the Day of Atonement is about. You're like, but I thought it was about him putting blood on this Ark of the Covenant. What is really happening with the Ark of the Covenant is that he's breaking the power of sin. He's breaking the power of evil. It's the power in your life. It's the power in my life. It's the power in this world. So that they no longer have power over us. What happened in the back in the day when they had the temple, they would go through this curtain. They would go into the ark and into the Holy of Holies. They would pour blood. He just did this one time a year on the Day of Atonement. They would put this blood on the ark and then they would leave. Okay. That's what's coming up September 20th. Okay. And if you remember when our Lord Jesus died on the cross, this very veil of the temple, I mean, nobody could go in there but once a year. No one could look, have their eyes on the Holy of Holies, okay? Because it was about this beautiful symbolism. It's about more than an ark. It's about the payment being made for sin, okay? And so this, when our Lord Jesus died and the tent was ripped from top to bottom, ripped all the way down, then they could see. The Holy of Holies, they could see in there. They could see the Ark of the Covenant. They're like, how could this be? And so, you know, Jesus was saying, I've torn away this old system where it's so much symbolism and imagery. I now have it where you're going to see the real thing. We are going to go and destroy the works of darkness. We're going to go and rip them out. We're ripping all this away so that they no longer control the world. Ripping the veil, kind of like the Wizard of Oz, that opening the curtain, you're like, oh, I see, you know, this is just a little, you know, man behind the curtain, where we see the evil things they're doing with the Federal Reserve, where they changed our Constitution, with all the evil things that they have done. That's what's really the point of the Great Awakening, and that we're in this fight. Does that make sense, you guys? All right, so here's what it says on the Day of Atonement. It's also called Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. It's a day of reconciliation between God and humanity. Debts completely canceled. The debt of, I think, yes, the financial debts. And I still disagree. I don't, you know, some people are like, yes, we're going to have our houses free. I don't think that we're going to have our mortgages paid off. I don't really think that that's the whole, that we're going to have free houses. I don't think that that's what the case is. I mean, I'd be happy to have a free house. I think what's really the issue is, that when I pay for something, I don't pay a big gigantic sack of money to the cabal in interest. I think that's really what the issue is. But anyway, whatever it is, think of it as in the sin debt being paid, the evil debt being paid, where it's finally this day of at-one-ment with God. This atonement is done, and the evildoers are cast out. That's the picture I want you to get with the Day of Atonement. And when that happens, as it says in Malachi, I'll read it in a minute, but it says it will go skipping like calves out of the stall. You can't imagine right now how it's going to be without these people running roughshod over your every move in your life. Imagine all the people well. I mean, this is the golden age of health, the golden age of abundance, the golden age of unity. No more brainwashing, no more deception, the Bible says, for 1,000 years. This is what the atonement is about. Different from what we've experienced. Give me a thumbs up. Give me a something happy over there in the chat if you're excited about that happening, if you believe it. I say yay. Do that. I say yay. I say yay. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to have these beautiful days. It's absolutely amazing. So here in Universal Scope, while Passover focuses on individual redemption, the Day of Atonement represents a universal reconciliation aiming to bring all humanity into harmony with God. It's a picture of all of humanity. Now, on the 10th and 11th, that is the Feast of Trumpets. And I wonder if that's, and I talked about this with Nino, I wonder if that's the day when it's going to be just this mass start awakening, this trumpet blast for awakening people. And then 10 days later is this universal reconciliation where these people are gone, where these people are just, where there's the emergency broadcast. I don't know. I'm just saying this would be the time to do it. Now, on the biblical calendar, Christ's fulfillment, of course, the rituals, including the sacrifice of animals and the sending of the scapegoat, are viewed as types fulfilled by our Lord Jesus Christ, who offered his own blood and for eternal redemption and removed sin permanently. This is the picture you see when they would have the scapegoat. One would be killed. One would be the scapegoat where he would be hauled off outside the camp. And so this is a picture of what our Lord Jesus did with our sins. He's removed them from us. They're gone from us. You are blameless in his sight. Remember that. You are blameless. He doesn't look at you as a sinner. He looks at you as his blameless, beautiful, perfect child. Future hope is the day also prophesies a future time when Satan is bound and removed. That time is now. Allowing a humbled and repentant world to be fully reconciled to God without the influence of evil. Now, I'll tell you this. You might think, well, there's so much confusion. There's so much evil. There's so much degradation that people are so led into evil. How could this happen so quickly? I'll remind you of this beautiful picture. Remember when Ezekiel did the great showdown between the prophets of Baal, and then he had the altar of the Lord. Remember that? And all of a sudden, the Lord sent down fire from heaven, and the altar of the Lord was burned up. Remember that? And the people bowed to the Lord. They said, "The Lord is God. We've been brainwashed. We've been thinking that these Baal worshipers were God. We've been led into child sacrifice. We thought that they were right because they were controlling the media and the everything. They were running everything under Jezebel." And all of a sudden, in that quick, they bowed the knee before the Lord. This is what I'm talking about. And then the human response of observance involves fasting and self-affliction. I don't know. I'm not going to be hitting myself. But I think it is a time for reflection. If there is anything that you are doing that you need to repent of, repent now. It's just not worth it. If you want to feel the Spirit of the Lord, you cannot allow sin in your life. It doesn't work that way. You have to be, if you want to have the sense, the power of the Holy Spirit, you have to be holy. That's just the only way it works. All right. So then this is the timeline of all the biblical festivals. We talked about this on Nino. And so I'm going to go over it very briefly for you. On Christmas Day, that's when I believe this was the kickoff to this final showdown. I really do, because that on that day, remember I told you that something big was going to happen on Christmas Day, because the angel standing in the sun. Hang on, let me get this one. That's not the one. Hang on. Just standing in the sun. Where are you? There it is. Okay. Hang on. Is it going to come up for me? Here we go. Okay, in Revelation 19, many of you have heard this before. I'm going to just read it again very briefly. It says, I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying high in the sky, come gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. In other words, it's time. It's finally time. Well, I saw an angel standing in the sun. What is this angel? It's Venus was in the sun, which is very, very rare. And that happened on Christmas Day. I said, you guys, that's very, very interesting. What's going to happen on Christmas Day? And we discovered that when we got there, that the bankers went bankrupt. They have shorted silver and gold. Remember that? They've shorted it and they cannot meet their margin calls. And it's still continued to go up. The gold and the silver are still at a point that they cannot meet their margin calls. Just like we were told, gold will destroy the Fed. Not, yes, the Federal Reserve, but the bankers. It'll destroy the bankers. Okay. And that, I believe, biblically was day 1260. And that is a symbolic day of you've completed all the efforts. And now it's time to go in for the kill. Okay, and that's what I believe it's talking about here in on day 1260. And then on that, okay, so that was December 25th, right there, the angel standing in the sun that the bankers went bankrupt. And then I believe on that March 3rd, that if you add from 1260, you add 75 days, you get to 1335 days. And that is a huge point on the biblical prophecy. And I'll show you this, and it happened exactly on Purim. I'm going to read it to you super quick. It says in Daniel chapter 12, it says, go, Daniel, for what I have said is kept secret and sealed until the time of the end. I have a whole video on this. I'm just going to just give you the summary of it now. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined by these trials, but the wicked will continue in their wickedness, and none of them will understand. Only those who are wise will know what this means. That's why we have to really plug into the Lord, plead with the Lord to help us understand what all this means. So glad you're here, because I think this is really helping all of us to know what this means. Anyway, in verse 11 says, from the time the daily sacrifice is stopped and the sacrilegious object that causes desecration is set up to be worshipped, there will be 1290 days. So earlier, I'm sorry, I should have read this a little farther up. This daily sacrifice is talking about the sacrifice of the innocents. Okay. But a little farther up, it talks about how long, he says, Daniel says, how long until these shocking events are over? And the man dressed in linen said, he was standing above the river. He raised both hands toward heaven and took a solemn oath by the one who lives forever. It'll go on for time, times, and half a time. When the shattering of the holy people has finally come to an end, all these things will have happened. And that's what is a time, and half a time is 1260 days. Time is a year, times is 2 years, half a time is half a year. And so that's 1260 days. That's the very symbolic language. I go into that a lot more in this book called End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. The 1260 days is the same as 3.5 years, which is the same as 42 months, which is the same as time, times, and half a time. So we've accomplished this 1260 day symbolic period. And then he says, then the sacrifice, daily sacrifice will be stopped at the 1290. And that was basically January. And then the blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1335 days. The Lord put these numbers in here. I didn't put them in here. He said that we would be blessed if we were here to witness the 1335th day, the end of the 1335 days. What is he talking about? He's, in my opinion, this is the 1335th day, was right here on Purim 2026. When what happened? President Trump attacked the IRGC New World Order. He attacked them. He said it would be about 30 days before their military would be destroyed. And that's exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. That's not a coincidence that he attacked them on Purim, which is the day we celebrate the destruction of our enemies. This is, I believe, the 1335th day. Again, you can go on to Melissa Red Pill and watch more videos to understand a little bit more about that. But their destruction is happening. And then on April Fool's Day, on April Fool's, on Passover, the day we commemorate the evildoers being washed away in the Red Sea, on that very day was Passover, when President Trump said their military is destroyed. Then, okay, so I'm going back to my calendar, going back to the timeline. Here's the timeline. the next thing that Passover, April Fools, April 1st, they were fools to continue fighting against the Lord. And then you've got 50 days later, which we celebrated with the counting of the Omer, you've got the day of Pentecost. Well, on that day, the not only was Babylon's military, they're financially done. The cabal, which was using Iran for this evil purpose, that was done. Babylon has fallen on that day. And so right now we're just in this mop-up operation to get them completely knocked out. But he destroyed them back in the day. He has said that many times. Okay. Then the next thing in the biblical calendar, as I said, you've got Christmas, which is really not in the biblical calendar, but we can add it because Christmas is a very important day because of Jesus' advent. And then Purim, then Passover, then Pentecost, then you actually have the Feast of Trump that's coming up, the Feast of Trumpets. And that's where I was saying, huh? September 11th, 9/11. I think it would be great if that was a day when there was the mass start awakening we've been waiting for. I'm just going to say that is the day biblically, on the biblical calendar, when you have everyone gathering together and the trumpets are blasting. And really, the trumpets really are talking about truth. Wouldn't that be the perfect day during our 250th year anniversary, this huge celebration that we've been having? Wouldn't that be the perfect day for the mass start awakening? I'm just going to throw that out there. Biblically, that matches. And then on this day right here, the 21st of September 2026 is Yom Kippur. And what if that is the day when there's the EBS? What if that's the day when the enemies are finally removed from us? This day of, when you think of day of atonement, think of day of reckoning. What do you guys think? I'm ready. That works for me. As we know, President Trump followed the Hebrew calendar, the biblical calendar. Really, it's the biblical calendar, and attacked on Purim. They were done on Passover. Their military was. They're financially done on the Pentecost. And then, wouldn't it be amazing if all the debts were canceled and the captives freed, just like it says on the Day of Atonement, 2026, September 20. I would love that. Here's the verse in Leviticus chapter 25 that it talks about this happening. When you've entered the land, I'm giving you, the land itself will observe a Sabbath rest. For 6 years, plant your fields, prune your vineyards, but during the seventh year, that must be a Sabbath year of complete rest. It's the Lord's Sabbath or the Jubilee. Don't plant, don't store away crops, you must eat whatever the land provides for you. And it says here a little farther down, it says, on the Day of Atonement, in the 50th year, blow the ram's horn loud and long throughout the land. Set the year apart as holy, a time to proclaim freedom throughout the land for all who live there. It will be a jubilee year for you. It's not just a year on a 365-day calendar. It's the golden age. It's where everything changes. It's the enemy's gone, all the things that we've talked about for so long. All right, so that is also on our Liberty Bell. You guys know that. That is on the Liberty Bell, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 10. Our forefathers knew this, that we were destined to accomplish this, that we have the destiny to accomplish this for humanity, to proclaim liberty throughout all the land, throughout all the world, unto all the inhabitants thereof. That's what it says on our famous Liberty Bell. So I love this. Okay, I was going to read more of Nahum for you, but I'm not going to have time to do that today. But let's do this. Go to my channel right here. Go to freedomforce.live. Here is the series on end times where you can go and watch video after video, chapter by chapter by chapter of the book of Revelation. That's the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace book. And this one right here, the study on the minor prophets, I have each of the minor prophets here. If you want to know what the deal is with each of the minor prophets, here is Hosea. Here is Malachi. Here is Zephaniah. Here is Nahum. There's the whole book of Nahum. It's number 9 over there. And so I'll pop this link over in the chat so you can watch those. This is it will bless your heart so much. It will really bless your heart. I'm going to put minor prophets right here I'll pop it right there. But look at, I'm just going to read just a little bit to you because you know how I do. If I don't watch it, I'll read the whole thing because I just love it too much. It says, the Lord is a jealous God filled with vengeance and rage against the evildoers, okay, against the wicked. He takes revenge on all who oppose him and continues to rage against his enemies. The Lord is slow to get angry, but his power is great, and he never lets the guilty go unpunished. If you scroll down a little bit farther, it says, who can stand before his fierce anger? Who can survive his burning fury? Think Day of Atonement. Think Day of Reckoning. His rage blazes forth like fire, and the mountains crumble to dust in his presence. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust him. He will sweep away his enemies in an overwhelming flood. He will pursue his foes into the darkness of night. Wow, this is the day of reckoning. This is the day of judgment. The day of atonement. The sins are atoned and the righteous go free and the evildoers pay. Okay, so yeah, you can, this is, I love this. Oh my goodness, I love all this. Your enemy is coming to crush you, Nineveh. Man the ramparts, watch the roads, prepare your defenses, call out your forces. Even though the destroyer has destroyed Judah, the Lord will restore its honor. The Lord will restore our fortunes, our honor, our joy, our health, the golden age. Yes, we've been stripped of our branches, but he will restore its splendor. Isn't this awesome? Oh, shields flash red in the sunlight. See the scarlet uniforms of the valiant troops. Watch as their glittering chariots move into position with a forest of spears waving above them. The chariots race recklessly along the streets and rush wildly through the squares. They flash their firelight and move as swiftly as lightning. The king shouts to his officers, and they stumble in their haste, rushing to the walls to set up their defenses. The river gates have been torn open. The palace is about to collapse. The New World Order is about to collapse. Nineveh's exile has been decreed, and all the servant girls mourn its capture. They moan like doves and beat their breasts. Nineveh is like a leaking water reservoir. The people are slipping away. Stop, stop, someone shouts, but no one even looks back. Loot the silver. Plunder the gold. There is no end to Nineveh's treasure, its vast uncounted wealth. Soon the city is plundered and empty and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, their faces pale and trembling. This is what's going to happen to the New World Order. Isn't that amazing? I just love it. I just love the Minor Prophets. If you haven't read those, you definitely go and do that. So here's where you can find it over on Amazon. I'll share the link over in the chat. But here's, I'll just say books. And you can also get that the major clues for Minor Prophets is where you would find Nahum and Zephaniah. I'm going to read a little bit from Zephaniah for you. But yeah, and here's the Decode of Revelation right here, as well as the Golden Age with all the promises. Here's the one that this is biblical right there about all these Bible stories that are coming true in our very day. Here's the little snippet from Zephaniah. I just want you to be rejoicing in this. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. You can go and watch that whole video on Zephaniah. But it says, on that day, on the Day of Atonement, on the day when we're set free, because you'll no longer be rebels against me. I'll remove all proud and arrogant people from among you. All these wicked New World Order evildoers, all these bankers, all these evil lawyers. Okay, I'm not calling out all the lawyers. I'm calling out the ones, the control people at the top who are ruining our justice system, ruining our financial system. Those are the ones that the Lord, they're proud and arrogant. They refuse to repent. There'll be no more haughtiness on my holy mountain. Those who are left will be the lowly and the humble, for it is they who trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They'll never tell lies or deceive one another. They will eat and sleep in safety, and no one will make them afraid. How you like that? This is Zephaniah chapter 3. Oh, sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, for the Lord will remove his hand of judgment. He'll disperse the armies of your enemy. Have atonement. The Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last your troubles will be over and you will never again fear disaster. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, don't be afraid. The Lord your God is living among you. He's a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness, and with his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Yes, How about that? Give me a thumbs up if you like that. Give me a yay, yay. I say yay. Here's where you can listen to the audiobooks if you want to learn more about this. There's the audiobooks over on freedomforce.live/product-category audiobook. I'll pop the link over in the chat for you so it's easy to find. So there you go. Then you can just listen to it as you maybe read along in the book. All right. I think that's everything. Oh, I'm going to read one more verse before we go. But yeah, so this is the timeline. If you want to take a screenshot of that, Christmas, then Purim, then Passover, then Pentecost, then Feast of Trumpets. I didn't add that there. And the Day of Atonement, Jubilee, Liberty, just like our forefathers said. Hope so. We've been waiting. We've been hoping. We've been watching. If it's not this year, it'll be some year. But this looks like it to me. It really, really does look like it to me. All right, so I'm going to read to you real quick in Malachi chapter 4. Just love the minor prophets. The Lord of Heaven's army says the day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. On that day, the arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw. They'll be consumed, roots, branches, and all. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. On that day when I act, you will tread upon the wicked as if they were dust under your feet, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. Yes, I love it. I love it. Thank you, Lord, for Malachi, for the day of judgment, the day of atonement, the day of reckoning. This is the day we've been waiting for. So thankful. So thankful. All right. So I'm going to, let's go ahead and pray. And then we're going to jet. I'm going to see you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Okay. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world, that you are the one who rules and reigns, and no one can stop you. No one can tell you to stop and stay your hand and say, what are you doing? Because you rule this world, and you will have judgment on your timeline exactly at the very moment that you want it to be. Lord, we thank you for these festivals because it helps us to piece it together. And we thank you that you showed us what happened on Christmas Day and how all these festivals you are fulfilling. And we just really, really hope that the Day of Atonement is this day of reckoning, this day of judgment against our enemies. And we can go skipping like calves that out of the stall, health and wealth and peace and joy and unity for all over the world. We're ready for the day of Feast of Trumpets to be the day when everybody understands the truth finally. Lord, either way, we trust you. We thank you for President Trump. We want him to be president forever. We just want him to just continue on. We pray you'll help us get our Constitution back so we can have him continue. And we just can't even imagine anyone else but him. And also, Lord, we just thank you that we're just seeing all this happen before our very eyes. Thank you for the eyes to see. I pray for everyone in the battalion. Strengthen them, Lord. Continue to bless them. Use them in a mighty way. Give them joy in the battle and help them to know that you are right beside them, guiding them through every step, not to worry one half second. We thank you. We praise you. We love you. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I'm so glad we got together today, as always. I think that's it. Don't forget to like before you leave. And I think that's it. I will see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Don't forget to check out the freedomforce.live/health page. You've got to do it. You've got to take care of yourself because the cabal, you cannot trust them. You just can't control. You can't trust them. Okay. I love you. And I will talk to you later.
He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.